105 Drive with Julian Clover.
And on the first Friday of the month, we always do wine with Nigel Beaumont. Nigel is with us. Mind you, should I ask you, just pull in the microphone, just ever so gently. I should have spotted that one before. We need to uncork the microphone, as it were. We're going to be talking Christmas this time, aren't we, Nigel?
Yes, we are. And, you know, there's such a range of stuff available that it's quite interesting to try and match some of the food and wine and just to be aware of what goes with which dishes. So I thought we might just run through a few of the tips.
Yeah, I guess
dishes.
You need kind of quite a big repertoire, really, particularly if you've got, maybe a whole load of people. We often have extended family round, don't we, which means that you might have to buy a few bottles. So people coming through the door and they're sitting down, they're waiting for the dinner, which is 20 minutes late to arrive on the table. What might you serve them to keep them happy?
Well, personally, I would serve them sparkling wine, champagne or something like that. But mulled wine is quite popular as well. And I know that some people have a taste for it. I personally don't like it very much at all. It's a bit like heating up wine. And I think, oh, my goodness, you know, I prefer it.
They seem to stock it in or have it in pubs available from halfway through November, I think. Bonfire night, I first saw it.
I don't know. It's the only type of wine I like. So I got quite excited when you said that.
Well, the only time I think it's really appropriate, as far as I'm concerned, is when you either come off the ski slopes or you're about to actually go up the ski slopes and you need some inner warmth. But otherwise, I'd serve the guests something sparkling. So, you know, it may be champagne or it could be cava or something like that. And, you know, there's a lot of reasonable price bottles on the market, but it just gets the day off to a good start, really.
And then moving through, most people, I guess most people would serve turkey. I guess there's vegetarians might would opt for something different. Maybe a few people serving beef. I don't know. What would be the best matches for the mealtime itself?
Well, just before the main, if we could just mention that some people might have sort of canapés or something like that.
No,
so
good
some
point.
Smoked salmon, or they may even have starters. They may not get enough to eat in the main and the pudding. But, you know, just to mention a couple, because they are quite difficult to match. For example, smoked salmon. You know, it's a slightly oily and it's also got the smoky taste to it. So it goes quite well with the champagne. So you could just keep on that, or a nice dry Chablis would be very, very good with it. Or go for the slightly spicier, the Gewürztraminer, which there's some really nice ones come out of Australia. And that would match the smokiness of the smoked salmon. And I'm putting on the list, which will appear on the website, also the Villa Maria Gewürztraminer, which is stocked by Waitrose, and it's really, really good.
Is it just a matter of, I'm wondering, if it's a matter of matching the wine to the food, obviously, but is there also an issue with matching the wine to the last wine that you served as well, so there's not too much of a clash in taste, or does it not really matter as long as you have a clean glass to serve it in?
Well, I think that's the case, really. I've never really come across that matching or trying to complement the wine that came beforehand. I mean, it's really what complements the food you're serving. And you know, again, there is a very basic rule in food and wine matching, which is, you know, drink what you like. So for heaven's sake, don't, serve a Chablis or serve a Chardonnay if you just can't bear drinking it. It wouldn't be fair to your guests.
Fair enough.
So just before we go on to the main course, just talking about if someone's lucky enough to have any shellfish or anything of that, just remember that the Pinot Blanc goes well with that. Also, you might get the Viognier. They're both very light wines, and they go really well with the shellfishes. And if you can get a nice British like Chapel Down Pinot Blanc and compare it with some of the Cornish shellfish, well, then you're really laughing. So, you know, that's a bit of a tip anyway. Going on to the mains, chicken, turkey, or goose are the main birds which you might consider. With chicken and turkey, Chardonnays go really well if you like the Chardonnays, or in the reds, Pinot Noir or one of the spicy Rhone reds. Mm. We touched on the Rhones last month, and I picked up a couple of nice bottles of Côte de Rhone, which we will be having with ours, because I think the red actually goes particularly well with the white meat, even though a lot of people might say drink white wine with white meat, but that's down to taste again. So you can have your Chardonnay if you like, because it's got that buttery sort of flavor to it, or go for a nice strong with full bodies Rhone red or something like that.
Okay.
Going on to goose, you know, which is what we're going to have for the first time.
Are you?
And it's going to be quite exciting to cook, I think.
Are you doing it, or is Mrs. Beaumont looking after
that? No, I'm doing it, actually. I always cook the Christmas dinner, so it's going to be quite an adventure, really. And I've been sort of asking for people to tell me what is the best way to do it. And the best advice seems to be, well, treat it like a turkey, but recognize that there's a lot of fat in it. And gather the fat, because it's fantastic for actually roasting your potatoes.
Yes, roast potatoes forever more, probably.
Exactly,
without
yes, you'll have a huge
fat for the Christmas goose.
And because it's a stronger meat, really go for the stronger reds, so a Cabernet or something like that. Or in the whites, an Alsace, Gewürztraminer, Straminer, or German Riesling, all of which go really well with that slightly stronger flavour of the goose.
Okay, which I guess takes us along to pudding, does it?
It does, although just quickly touch on the meat. If you're going to have roast beef, for example, go for a nice strong red, Mendoza, Malbec, for example, Côte de Rhone, Village, a Syrah, or Pinotage from South Africa. All
okay.
go well.
That sounds good. So, pudding.
Puddings. Well, they are often the kiss of death to wine because of the sweetness, and you have to be quite careful, quite often.
You bring out a wine which is even sweeter, or
yes, yeah. Yes, that's what we generally tend to do. So if you go for a Muscat, for example, a product of the Muscat grape, and again from the Rhone Valley, Muscat de Baume de Venise, really, really good with it. My personal preference is not to go with the sweet wines at all, but to wait until the cheese course and then have the port.
Right, okay.
There's a number of choices, and I'm putting them on the website. You can have for the Muscat de Baume de Venise, as I said, or a Muscadel from South Africa, or go for the sweet sherries, Pedro Ximenez, very sweet, very nice, if you're into sherries. But going to the cheese course, and of course, well, you know, we're made with Madeira, with the port, or an Oloroso or Amontillado sherry, all of which go really well with the cheeses. And, there's some good bargains out there in terms of the ports at the moment. I picked up the Sainsbury's one, Graham's Quinta dos Malvados, from the Douro, Portugal, Sainsbury's, £23, which is very, very reasonable for a port.
I remember when we did ports, I think specifically a few months back, and what I didn't know until you mentioned it during the course of the piece was that once it's opened, you have to drink it. It's not a wine that you can then sit at the back of the cupboard.
Exactly. So that sounds like a real bonus to me.
or not, given the other courses and the wines you've just matched on them.
Well, just take the port in with you after you've had the cheese and just sort of sip away at it and fall into a slumber, which will be just fine.
wake up sometime on Boxing Day.
It sounds so dignified to what it might be.
Yeah. But port is an exceptionally nice drink, but not to everyone's taste, of course. So there are other drinks that go really well. And you know, sherry does go well. A sweet sherry goes well with cheese as well.
Yeah, just take care, particularly if you're driving up to Scotland to see relatives for the new year.
Don't do it, that was my suggestion.
Yeah, it's probably wise.
Don't visit to the relatives, is that what you mean?
Well, that as well, yes, of course.
Dear, we'll have to check with the Ness family on that one, won't we? Nigel, as ever, we may see you before Christmas, I guess, but have an enjoyable festive period, and we report back in January on how that goose went for us.
I will, thank you, Julian, yes, thank you very much.